felt that the VA legislation might well be the first olive out of the bottle. And there certainly were signs that, you know, the next agency or department that made Congress unhappy and they felt that some career heads should roll, that this could well be a model. And indeed, since that time, there have been some on the Hill who have talked about this sort of legislation for the SES government-wide. So we wanted to really get the response of our members in a way that's, I think, more graphic than our going to the Hill and relating anecdotes.
What were the big takeaways for you in doing this survey? And I ask that because you know these people so well. You must have been able to predict almost what people would say.
Well, in a way, it certainly was not surprising. I was, frankly, quite impressed by the passion of their comments. Which, you know, obviously we might well have been able to write some of them ourselves, but the insights and the fact that they really did feel that this was a very strong deterrent serving in the SES and that there were people who would retire sooner than later or not come into the SES at all. So obviously what we hope is that this would or will give at least some in Congress some pause to think about the impact of what they're doing. Because the really interesting comments have to do with the impact on government's operations, not just the SES themselves, because I recognize that there are some in the Hill who could care less whether morale is high or low, or whether people are leaving or staying. But I think that they really have to stop and think about the ultimate impact on what it is they're really hoping to improve.
We're speaking with Carol Bonacero, and she's the president of the Senior Executives Association, just out with a new survey about at-will employment. So it seems like the big findings were that people don't like it, at-will employment in terms of their own job security, but also that they fear that it would be harmful to the government and that it would even perhaps politicize the top layer of civil servants. Where does that fear come from, and what are people thinking about that?
Well, where does the fear come from? Because when you say at-will employment and I can fire you for any reason, what they're being opened up to is, you know, it's hard enough to go speak, as they say, truth to power, to bring the bad news or to tell a political appointee what they really can't do or shouldn't do. And so one of the impacts of at-will legislation will be to suppress the natural instinct to do their jobs well and to be honest and direct. Because that might well lead to, well, I don't care that you think this is illegal or unethical, you're fired. That just makes no sense. Or one of my favorite comments of the many that we received with regard to politicization was one executive who simply said, Tammany Hall, here we come. I mean, because if you think about at-will employment in the career SES, you might as well, in a sense, make the entire career SES political appointees and be done with it because they serve in at-will positions.
Are there particular bills now in Congress that you're watching closely? None of them have gained much traction, but I know that a few exist that would seek to improve accountability in the terms of the sponsors.
You know, of course, there any bill that's directed at the SES, by and large, these days, is a punitive bill and, by and large, an unnecessary bill, and one with often very troublesome provisions. But as those who responded to the survey pointed out, we do have the processes that allow for accountability. Senior executives have really a very meager appeal rights, and the only significant one would be with regard to charge of misconduct. But with regard to being fired for performance, their appeal rights are pretty slender and don't amount to much, frankly. So the point is that if someone is not performing well, political leadership agencies have total ability to deal with that performance. If there are cases where that's not happening, it's not for lack of adequate statute or processes. So, and that just bears repeating over and over that what Congress is often cooking up is not only unnecessary, but harmful.
There's a lot in flux now, it seems, about the SES. The White House has just appointed 24 people to an advisory group that is supposed to look at the SES. This report is clearly food for thought. You've mentioned that you'd like this to influence some minds on Capitol Hill. So what is the SEA planning to do next? I mean, will you bring proposals of your own to either this advisory group or to lawmakers?
Well, we have talked with the director of that effort at OMB. We've met with one of the subcommittees. We've shared our views with them. I think that the interesting point is that there are really two avenues for so-called SES reform. Yes, there are some things that can and should be done legislatively, for example, to restore locality pay of the SES. But a good number of things can be done and should be done administratively or fully within the capability of the administration. My concern with regard to the advisory committee is that I'm not at all certain there's actually going to be a full-blown report to the president. My sense is that there's a much greater predilection for looking at pilot projects that could be carried out to demonstrate the viability of this, that, or the other new idea. And that concerns me because I think there are some things that can be done very easily. For example, take the pressure off of agencies with regard to outstanding ratings. If an executive deserves an outstanding rating, give it to him or her without regard to how that's going to affect the percentages that are receiving that rating. We can certainly see a lot more presidential rank awards given than this administration has been willing to give. We can also see a better job done with regard to SES performance awards. There, we can see a better job done with regard to leadership development and the management of the Corps, the talent management. So there's a great deal that can be done that we don't have to look to Congress to do.
There is an urgency about the findings and the comments within your report because people are saying that they're questioning their choices to join the SES. They're not recommending it to others. So what would be your message to a group like the advisory group that is tasked with restoring the SES?
Well, to tell the president if they have the opportunity that if this sort of legislation passes, it's time for him to exercise the veto and for the administration to speak out when bills like this are being seriously considered on the Hill.